Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today at the Perry Public Library, speaking with the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper. And Laura, thank you so much for stopping in, or actually, I stopped in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming. It's been a great summer so far.
That is awesome to hear, and yeah, I know you guys have been running like crazy. Your hair's looking good, so we're all ready to go. We're getting to the month of July, and I know you kind of want to give another reminder that kids can still sign up for the summer reading.
Yes, that's true. And he says my hair looks good. That's because it's hot pink and purple. Yeah. I do that every summer. So yes, that's what that is. Yes, it is not too late to sign up for the summer program. It goes all the way through July 26th. So it's not too late. You can get a few weeks in to earn your prizes. So come on into the library or sign up on Beanstack. You can just go and search up Beanstack in your phone. Go to Google and search up Beanstack, BEANSTACK, and sign up through the Perry Public Library. We'll walk you through your logs, reading, and the prizes. The kids are having fun. The teens are having fun. The adults are having fun on Mindy's side.
Good.
So everybody's excited for the culmination of our program. Don't stop. Don't worry about it. If you're on vacation, you can still read.
Okay.
You can use Hoopla. You can use Libby. You don't have to have physical books. Level up at your library.
Awesome. Do you remember, I guess, you don't have to go through every one, but some of the top prizes for people, for kids?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The kids, the very popular prizes are little Minecraft magnetic blocks. Okay. We have a Sphero coding robot. There's a little prize package that you can get if you're under 3 years old. We also have a game package, both for the teens and for the younger families, for both ages. The teens also have one of those Polaroids are popular still, so the teens can earn a Polaroid package. And the teens can also earn a gaming chair with some lights that they can string around the room. We have lots of prizes. Okay. Yeah. There's 5 total prizes for the kids and 3 total prizes for the teens.
Awesome. Yeah, no worries. Thanks for teasing all of that. And so now let's talk about the life-size Oregon Trail. I know this is something you talked about last time, but it's going on here at least through the first couple days in July.
Yeah, if you walk in our east door and turn around the stand in there, you'll see we have a graveyard of all the people who haven't made it. They've died of dysentery, snake bites, starvation, drowning. But at the top, you've seen all the people who have. It took a little while, but there are quite a few families who've made it all the way to Oregon. And there's also, somewhere along the way, there's a fort that you can decide to settle if you decided, you know what? I think I'm gonna cut my losses and just settle right here. Yep. So we've had our Paces group that come to the library. Wow. They've gone around and played the Oregon Trail. So it's been a great time. So that runs through July 3rd. Bring your family. It's a lot of fun. We'll give you a map and some dice and just go around and see how far you make it. It's based on the old popular Oregon Trail game. It's a lot of fun. And you win a bookmark telling you how far you've been, and we'll give you a little piece of paper you put your name on. It shows, and we can stick it up on the wall, and it'll tell whether you made it to Oregon or whether you passed away.
Okay, well, there you go. That, you know what? Yes, you need to come in for that. That is awesome. Thanks for going over that. And then, obviously, Level Up at the Library, I know, is the theme for the summer. And there's a movie coming up here on July 7th.
That's right. We had our June movie a couple weeks ago. So Monday, July 7th from 2 to around 3:30, we'll have the rug out, bring in a blanket or pillow, just hang out. We'll have snacks. This will be the sequel to the movie that we showed the other day. It's a Disney movie about a character in a movie game who kind of messes with the world that they're in. That's the hint I can give you.
Okay.
So we had a lot of fun the first movie, and the second movie will be even more fun. So just remember, kids under 6 must always have an adult present with them. Kids under 9 must have an adult present in the library during their visit. This is totally free, so come on in and have some fun.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper, at the Perry Public Library. And Laura, this has been around, I mean, obviously, since I was a child, Pokemon, and it's still prevalent today. How about Pokemon Bingo? That sounds fun. That's coming up here on July 10th.
Yes, I've been working on this for several weeks. I've got bingo cards with all different random Pokemon on them. I've been looking up all of the, some of the most obscure Pokemon, the regular Pokemon. So every card has Pokemon on them. And every time somebody gets bingo, they'll get to pick their own Pokemon card. So kids, no matter how many times you win bingo, you will get a Pokemon card. I can't guarantee that it'll be a rare card or a foil card, whatever, but you will get a card. The age range is around 6 to 12, but you gotta be a kid to come play this. We're not talking adults. Sorry about that. We're gonna have a lot of fun. And that is Thursday, July 10th from 2 to 3.
Awesome. There we go with that. And then I know you guys obviously had your kickoff in June and you're having your grand finale towards the end of July. It is the pop-up mini golf course. And so another transformation, I'm guessing, here in the library.
Yeah, we're going to have this outside the library, weather permitting. Otherwise, we'll bring it inside. Mindy has been collecting teams from around the community to create different golf holes. And so they're going to be around the outside of the building from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, July 26th. So bring the family. We're going to have a bunch of different styled holes. So play some mini golf. And then right around 2:45, I believe, is when we're going to announce all the prizes for all of the different programs, children's, teens, and adults. You don't have to be present to win, but that is when we're going to announce the prizes for the entire summer program. So if you've been reading, come on in. And if you haven't, come on in and just have some fun.
Awesome. Well, there we go. Yep, that'll be on Saturday, July 26th. And Laura, a couple more things before we get you out of here. I know you teased this a while ago. You were looking for Legos, and now here we go. You got the Library Lego Club.
Yes, we're so excited. We finally got the Lego Club ready to go. It's going to start on Thursdays. Thursdays beginning in July from 3:30 to 4:30 in the community room. Join the Perry Public Library Lego Club for Lego fun, featuring Lego challenges and creative activities with Miss Candy. It's totally free, no registration required. Come on in. You're gonna have so much fun in the Lego Club. This is aimed at 3rd through 12th graders. Give us a call, 465-3569.
Thank you. Are kids creating different things with Legos? I guess what's kind of the premise?
Yeah, they'll do different challenges of builds each week. I myself am not doing the program, so it's gonna be interesting to see what we're gonna be doing.
Okay, well, there you go. So thanks for talking about that. As we finish up here, talk about the Grab and Go craft kits. Got one for the kids and one for the teens.
Yep, I'm continuing with my theme this summer of grab and go games. Each one this summer has been you can decorate the game board and then play. Mine is called a Len Choa game. It's a strategy game from Thailand, and it's kind of like if you ever go to Cracker Barrel and play that kind of jumping game, it's similar to that. We've put those kits together. It's basically a triangle, and you get to play either the tiger or the leopards.
Okay.
So it's fun. So the kids can grab that craft over in the children's area, and the teens are making sparklers. Mrs. R, or Miss Kayla, as we call her, has been putting those together. You'll get a stick, and then it's basically tinsel from Christmas, and you glue it to the top, and you've basically got a sparkler that's not going to burn you. So it's a lot of fun, and they're really cute. So you can go pick those up in the young adult section. And reminder, our craft kits go fast, so you're going to need to pick them up in the first week of July.
Awesome. Well, there we go. And that completes the month of July. Again, we've been speaking here with the Youth Services Librarian, Laura Pieper at the Perry Public Library. And Laura, thanks for running us through everything. Again, I know it's nonstop. I know it's busy, but thank you for taking time to run through that.
You're welcome. We're ready to take a breath in August.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But still a lot of fun coming up here in July. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.